Good day once more, Mr. Cunningham.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, I didn't expect to see you again so soon.
Inspector Forrester is a most meticulous man, and he's consented to allow my friend and me to watch his review of this horrible crime.
Horrible indeed.
How do you do, sir? My name is Dr. Watson.
How do you do?
So, Inspector, carry on. You were keen to hear again Mr. Cunningham's version of events.
If you don't mind, sir, if you're not overly occupied now.
No, I was simply pottering here. We tried to keep the garden in good shape. It was my wife's pride, but I can hardly keep my mind on it today. These terrible events have plagued me so.
You were in your bedroom when Kerwin called out.
Yes, I was in bed, in fact.
And you went immediately to the window?
Yes.
And what did you see?
I saw someone running across the garden.
Well, unfortunately, the ground is too hard for distinct tracks to be left.
Yes.
And he got out onto the road through the hedge?
Yes, just there, to the left of that bush. There's a bit of a gap in the hedge there, you see. He vaulted through that.
Where the ditch is broadest.
And so out onto the road, and then I lost sight of him.
Ah, London celebrities here again.
Your father's been going over the murderer's escape with me.
Aren't you tired of hearing that story? Especially his vague account. Mine is clearer, I saw it all.
Yes, let's see. You were in bed, too, when the alarm was sounded.
No, I told you. I was sitting up having a last pipe.
Of course, forgive me. So there you are, all at ease in your dressing gown, no doubt, enjoying your smoke when a horrible crime is committed beneath your very window.
Right. And I ran straight down and I saw what I'd told you a dozen times that I saw. It's a bit rich that I should have to endure this, because you can find no clue at all to the murderer's identity.
That's not strictly true. There is one extremely puzzling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Holmes!
What's the matter with him?
He's fainted.
Holmes, are you all right? Can you hear me?
The man's out cold.
I was afraid of something like this. Help me lift him. Let's get him inside.
Holmes.
I think he's coming round.
Oh, just take your time, old man.
Ah, so frightfully sorry.
How long was I out?
Only for a minute.
A minute? How ridiculous.
You said you were afraid of this. Is he prone to fainting?
No, but he's been ill.
I'd rather suspect him.
The reward. We mustn't forget the reward.
What reward?
Leave that for
you. You have the form I prepared, Inspector.
Yes, but surely that can wait.
Now, these things cannot be done too promptly. We should see to it while we remember.
This is the form here, Mr. Cunningham.
It's £50 enough, I thought. And if you'd be good as to sign it, Mr. Acton's already done so.
Oh, very well. I don't see the need for this.
I'll just step outside for a moment.
Go, Holmes, no. Sit where you are.
I assure you, Doctor, I am fine. You see, on my feet and fighting fit.
You most certainly are not.
I need just a minute alone in your blessed fresh air, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen.
This is absurd.
I'm beginning to fear for that man's sanity.
How are you?
I'm all right, Watson.
This can't go on.
I assure you, my friend, all's well. When you're keeling over like that, total nervous collapse, all's well.
Please be patient. There is an explanation.
Then explain this. The document you prepared for the Cunninghams to sign, there's a mistake. You've got the time of the murder wrong. You were 12:45 when it should have been 11:45.
Yes. That's been corrected.
Yes, Cunningham changed it. But that's hardly the point. The point is, the Sherlock Holmes I know would never have made such an error. Not the Holmes who so prides himself on his complete accuracy.
Watson,
you must accept that as proof. You're not your usual self.
Well, Mr. Holmes, fully recovered, are you?
Thank you, yes.
Can we take it then that today's entertainment is over?
Not quite. I was examining the scene again, and we must conclude that this was a most extraordinary burglar. Both you and your father had only just gone into your bedrooms, is that right?
Well, a minute or two.
So both your lamps were still lit?
Yes.
Yes, and this bold villain breaks into a house at a time when he can see from the lights that at least two of the family are still afoot. Is that not decidedly unusual, Inspector?
It is, yes. I had mentioned.
All right, so he was a cool hand or a madman. What of that?
And you appear to take it for granted that although the door had been forced, the robber never got into the house.
Well, we know that. Kerwin stopped him.
Yes, but might not Kerwin have tackled him on his way out of the house?
Ridiculous.
Surely, Mr. Holmes, if the man had already robbed us, we'd have found the place disarranged and missed the things he'd taken.
That would depend on what the things were. He's a most singular fellow, this burglar. Look what he stole from Acton's. A letter weight, a ball of string, other queer odds and ends. Isn't that right, Inspector?
Yes, and a volume of Homer.
I can assure you none of my books are missing.